Did you know that God created you for a reason and has a special purpose for you while you're on earth? Join Kenneth Copeland today as he teaches how you can know and understand God's will for your life. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now notice, this is right in the teachings of the manifestations of the Holy Ghost through the body out to the rest of the body and through that stepping stone to the world, the blessing to the world. Verse 18, but now hath God set the members. Okay, what did it say? From Jesus, the whole body fitted together. The joints are Jesus' choice, Jesus' design. Why? Because the Father created you before the foundation of the world. And then He assigned you the place that most closely exactly mirrors you and Him together, the place where you be the most thrilled, the happiest, the most prosperous, the most grace, the most anointing, the most results, the most fruit, everything, the biggest abundance beyond all you could ask or think. He knows right where that place is. He knows what you like, Mama. Yeah. And here again, listening to Brother Keith preach and teach on this, and have studied his work on it quite extensively. And he brought out this, it really said something to me, and you could understand why. Oh my goodness, don't look at your watch. I don't remember when I couldn't sing. I remember when everybody found out about it. But I'd been singing a long time up to then. They just hadn't heard it. That was the fourth grade. My fourth grade teacher and my mama were real good friends. And she lived right across the street from us. And we're in a fourth grade class, and we were in music class one afternoon. And she had us all standing up there singing, and she sat down at the piano and she started us singing, and then she got up. She's walking around the room and everybody's singing our little song. I don't know, fourth grade? I mean, my goodness, I don't know what it was. And I'm just standing up there singing. When somebody said, sing, my man, yeah, okay, what do you want? Somebody said, just don't see how you get up there in front of people. Well, see, that's not your grace. It was mine. I can't see why you don't want up there. It wasn't because I wanted the applause. Now, it turned into that later because I misused it. But as just a child, as a young boy, I enjoyed it. Something happened to me while I'm doing that. And I do things like that without even thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about anybody watching me. I remember when we went on a vacation. We went to Colorado, my mother and dad and me, and he checked us into the hotel, and it was an old hotel in Canyon City, Colorado. And in the lobby of the hotel, those old hotels, you know, had granite floors and it was a neat looking place. And it had a great big star, huge star, out in the middle of the lobby. Dad's checking in, Mother's just sitting over there. I don't know what she was doing. And I stung out here. I wasn't paying any attention to either one of them. And that star got my attention. And I'm walking around that star. And then I started dancing around the points. And then I got into this thing, man. And I wasn't performing for anybody. I'm just having fun. That's the way I was about singing. Well, it gathered a crowd. I didn't know it until Mother came over and got me. World War II, you know, just blazing. I don't even know why Mother and I had to go somewhere on a train. Man, you talk about a next to impossibility was to go anywhere for any reason. And here we are stacked into this train, and it's full of service people, servicemen, mostly Army and Navy, and this old caravan, most of the train was just full of troops, you know. And they had Mother sitting, had her suitcase turned up on end, and that was her seat in the aisle. Well, I'm just standing there next to her. I don't know why I did it. I don't remember. I was born with this in me. Some graces come before you're born, and you're born, you come into this world with them. Other graces are developed as you develop the grace of God. Other ministry graces develop through association with other people like Brother Roberts, Brother Hagin, and Bill Winston, and Jerry Savelle, and Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. I mean, the more we associate with that anointing around one another, remember, we're joined together. We're hooked together. You can't associate with that without it growing. When Gloria and I would set ourselves apart and talk about this and talk about this and talk about this, and it grows and it grows, and the grace will grow and grow and grow, and you get to where you operate in that just like you did when you're singing or whatever else. It seems to be easy for you. Now, the church is guilty of causing graced people in their midst to do music, to pray, to do other things. We forced them out into the street, and they misused their graces for themselves instead of ministering to the body of Christ. And that is a disaster, because you're always going to be in the wrong place. Amen. I had wanted to get further than this today, but I must finish reading that in 1 Corinthians 12, 18 is where we look. But now hath God set the members, every one of them. How many?
Everyone.
All of us. Every one of us. Now here it said he set us in the body of Christ as it hath pleased him. Well, we just read in Ephesians that he not only set us, but each one of us have our part of this overall anointing grace. Yeah, Brother Copeland, I don't know what it is. That's your fault. If we had time, we'd just read on and on and on and on. But right there in the book of Ephesians, it says, we are to know. We're not only promised, but we're commanded to know and understand what the will of God is. With all you're getting, get understanding. How many times are you going to have to hear Creflo say that before you start believing it? God's not hiding the will of God. He's not hiding it away from us. It's ours. It belongs to us. And in that way, we're like God. Now, that day in that music class, I was just standing there singing. I mean, I had a high soprano voice. It reached up into the area of contralto soprano. I mean, it was way up there. And I was just singing. My teacher grabbed me. She set everybody else down and said, don't any of you move or say a word. Grabbed me. I thought, what is it now? She bounced me out of that room. And I'm thinking we're headed right to the principal's office. We bypassed that principal's office. And now, the woman gonna kill me, I guess. I don't know. Man, she put me in the car. And here we go. I thought, this ain't never happened to me. I've been guilty of a lot of stuff. But I couldn't figure out what I did this day. And this ain't never happened before. And all of a sudden, she's going down our street. And I thought, oh, no, she taking me home to mama.
Oh, dear God, that woman, she'll beat me to death. And that's the phrase I used all the time, because I thought sometimes she might. She beat me to death. And so she jerked me out of the car, hollering at my mother before she ever got to the door. Vanetta! Mother come running outside. What has he done now? Took me in the living room, stood me next to the piano. She sat down on that piano, man. She said, "Now sing." This part of that I've just described, I can see very clearly. It's just like it's just in front of me on a TV set. I can see it so plainly. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking. And she said it again, "Cannot sing." And she starts playing. Well, I started singing. Well, after, you know, 4, 5, 6, 8 bars, I don't remember now how many, but I started singing. I mean, that's what I do, brother. I started singing. She said, and she stopped. She said, "Did you know he'd do that?" She said, "Well, no, not like that." And they both stand there looking at me. I knew it all the time. I thought everybody could do that. Now, when I was a little boy, we used to go back and forth, like I told you, to church all the time. And between our house and church was Mac Murray College. It's a Methodist college, and they were the Mac Murray Indians. Well, I had just recently found out that my grandfather was an Indian man. And they had a big sign out there that said, "Mac Murray Indians." And it had the head of a chief with the war bonnet on. And we'd drive there, and I'd say, "Look at that, Mama." "I'm going to sing like Bing Crosby, and I'm going to be an Indian." I said it all the time. Well, see, I didn't know what I was doing. But that grace was in me. And Gloria said, "The older you get, the more Indian you get." God had me natured after her family. It's just been that way, that my features are like my grandfather. Why? There's a calling there. God brought my mother and daddy together on purpose. And I was the purpose. Part of it. Yeah. So were you. Yes. Oh, brother, you don't know what a sorry way that I was born. Well, you here, aren't you? Yeah, God didn't make any mistakes. You might have made a few between then and now, but you're right where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah. Well, amen. The first airplane ride I took, World War II's almost over, but this time I'm 8 years old, and they had grounded all civilian airplanes, and friend of my dad's had called, and he said, "Copeland, we're taking Mr. Wooten's Lockheed out of the hangar," and it was a medium-sized twin-engine airplane, and he said, "We're taking the airplane out of the hangar, and we're going to fly it today. We hadn't been able to fly it for over 3 years. Would you and your boy like to go?" My dad said, "Yeah, we'd like to go." So we went out there. Oh. Airplanes were on the ceiling. I laid out in the yard watching them fly. Oh, I mean, I was born trying to fly. I tried to fly off of anything, out of a tree, anything. I built airplanes. I made paper airplanes. And some of them worked, some of them didn't. But it was just on my mind all the time. And I thought, dear God, man, boy,
think of this. Whew. Now, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do the most, sing or fly, and be an Indian. So I decided, well, if I sing like Bing Crosby, I'll have money enough to buy my own airplane. Praise God.
Amen.
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 And when that happens, I'll be any kind of Indian I want to be. I had it pretty well figured out there. But see, those graces were working in me. He put that in me for a reason. And we got into that. And the pie, the captain of the airplane says, young man, you want to ride up front with me? I know I was drooling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He set me down up in that ride seat. And Bill, here's what it's funny. He could see it in my eyes, I know. You know, I'm sitting up for a minute. And I, man. And at one of the first, he said, now, boy, don't touch nothing. You understand? He could see it in my eyes, man. I'm wanting everything in there, you know. He said, don't touch anything. I said, yes, sir. It was hurting me so bad, in order to obey, I sat on my hands. The whole time we flew, I was sitting on my hand. I wanted to grab that wheel so bad. The day I soloed, most people talk about, well, how upset were you, nervous about solo? Are you kidding me? I wanted that instructor out of there so bad I could get out of my airplane. I've had 8 whole hours of flying time. Get out! I couldn't stand it. I'm sitting on my hands. I'm 8 years old, and then I'm just, you know. Man, I'm helping him all I can. Got back on the ground and the door stuck and they couldn't get out. Couldn't know that. It had been 3 or 4 years since they opened and closed the thing. And it stuck and he's having a hard time getting out of there, and I got 20 more minutes in the right seat because the door was stuck. We are sweating, brother. It's August 1945. And we're sweating in there and I'm sitting there doing this and he wasn't up there telling me to keep my hands up. Walked out of that airplane. I didn't know why I was like that. Everybody around me thought I was crazy. You know, he's an airplane nut. You don't need to be an airplane nut. No, no. No, you need to work in a drugstore. No, I don't need to be in a drugstore. I'm not graced to be in a drugstore. That's the reason parents mess up children. Because all you can see is through your grace, and you can't judge or tell what their grace is unless God reveals it to you. And that's the reason you need to be seeking God about who that young man and woman God has entrusted you with as your child. I got out of the airplane, and we're walking off of the tarmac. My dad's got me by the hand. And, oh, I don't know. We got, I guess, probably farting here at the podium there. And I stopped and I pulled loose from him. And of course, when I did, he turned and looked. I turned around and I looked at that little Lockheed 12 and I said, Daddy. Now listen to how the Lord was leading me. This is where I want to close this today. Jeremiah 29, he told Israel, I will see to it you get back to your place. The reason it seems like you're always having some kind of argument out of God is because he's trying to get you to your wealthy place. He's trying to get you to your laughing place, your grace place. He's always bumping you in that direction. You're trying to go the other direction. You're trying to sell shoes and you're supposed to be doing something else. And you're doing something else and you should have been in the shoe business. He's always leading you that way. Watch for it. And you'll know the difference. It's not your flesh. It's just that thing that's in you. I turned and I stopped. I said, Daddy, I'm going to do that. He said, what? I said, I'm going to fly airplanes. He said, yeah, you can do that. My dad was always a you can do it kind of a man. Mother was always just the opposite. Until later on, she learned And boy, when she did get off of it, I'll tell you what, she was a freight train going in the right direction. But back in those days, she didn't want to get within 2 miles of an airplane, because it's liable to kill you before you get in it. She had a fear burden that was almost overwhelming in her life. But my dad said, yeah, you can do that. Well, he just passed it off, a little 8-year-old boy. I didn't pass it off. What was God doing? He put it in my mouth. I will fly airplanes. I will sing, and I will be an Indian. I'm same way today. Only today, I'm flying the best they got. I work for the best boss I ever had. His name is Jesus. Now, and I've gotten to where when people ask me how much flying time I got, I don't want to tell you the total time. I just want to tell you the time that I've been flying from a present employer since I've been flying for Jesus. And I'm happy to report tonight that I have had 6,000 delightful hours in the air with and for Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know how many miles that is, but at the butt, amen. And I've been singing the whole time. How's that for a good life? Well, yeah. It's supposed to be a good life.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know why people are so loyal to religions, yeah, but. That's the reason God brought you into the earth, so you could take your joy, take your blessing, take your prosperity. Over the Babylonian system as a testimony to the living Christ Jesus. Give God the glory and praise for it. Hallelujah.
The promise of a long, blessed, and happy life belongs to every obedient child of God. The Live Long, Finish Strong Bible Study, created by the beloved New York Times best-selling author Gloria Copeland, is a dynamic resource that provides time-tested insights that can revolutionize your life.
In my line of work, it is important for me to stay on the cutting edge. This book helps me just because it helps me outline how I should live my life, and it helps me with insight of which way I should move.
I believe this book is the manual. Every question that you could even come up with regarding living strong, how to do it, how to walk it out, what does the Word of God say pertaining that, this is your manual.
This book has spiritual antioxidants that help me do the things that God's called me to do.
Packed with the spiritual promises designed to build your faith for longevity, the Live Long, Finish Strong Bible Study was created to equip you with the wisdom to obtain and be happy, healthy, and healed. Order Gloria Copeland's Live Long, Finish Strong Bible Study and you'll receive this free tote bag. This dynamic Bible study based on Gloria's most recent book is now available for only $49. Gloria's book, Live Long, Finish Strong, is not included with Bible study but can be purchased separately for $15. For faster processing and a product discount, order online at kcm.org. This Bible study is designed as a resource to equip men and women to be happy, healthy, and healed.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearson. Now, in today's message, you heard my grandfather, Brother Copeland, share how we are not only promised, but commanded to know and understand what the will of God is for our lives. It is not okay for us as believers to live life going, God, what's your plan? What's your will? I just wish I knew. No, you get into the Word and you find out exactly what His will is for your life. Now, at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, part of our assignment is to develop product and tools that help you accomplish just that. Now, in today's product, I want to offer you Gloria Copeland's newest book, Live Long, Finish Strong. But also available is the interactive Bible study with a guidebook and a journal that all goes along with the book. Now, if you order this Bible study, we will include absolutely free the Live Long, Finish Strong tote bag. So just a little gift from us, and you will enjoy this Bible study. It's an excellent tool to help you get into the Word of God, but specifically along these lines, these promises of a long life, a blessed life. This is what He has promised to us as believers. But just like every promise in the Word of God, we must receive it by faith. Now, you know that God's will is for you to enjoy years of life, life worth living, and to be in your place fulfilling your grace. You need to get a hold of this and start putting God's Word to work in your life today. Now look, even if you're only in your 20s, why wait till all this time has gone by before you start feeding on this stuff? Do it now. Do it while you're young. Do it if you're old. Do it whatever place in life you're in. It's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. I want to let you know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. If you need prayer, we invite you to call our prayer ministers. They're ready to pray with you, trained in the Word of God to pray the prayer of faith with you. Now, in our Fort Worth offices, they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, if you live somewhere else in the world, we invite you to check our other offices for their hours of operation, and there'll be prayer ministers ready to pray with you as well. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today and always on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I want you to remember that in 2011, everything is going to be all right. What are we going to do? We are going to have faith in God. That's what we're going to do. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join us for the Words of His Power Conference, Thursday to Sunday, the 10th through 13th of February at Words of Life Fellowship Church, North Miami Beach, Florida. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.